just get straight to it because I got this around my heart. I just want to get this out real, real fast or whatever. So I hate niggas. Okay. I just dislike men. And everything about their existence is the bane of mine. Okay. Men are the bane of my existence. Okay. And I'm about to say, I have a scathing hot take, okay? And I don't want anybody to take this wrong. All right. So I'm trying to find a very acceptable way to say this, but I don't have that right now. I'm sorry, I just. All right, I found it. So basically, I'm too smart to date men. And that's not to say people who date men, regardless of the gender identity you are with, it's stupid. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's some compromises and there's some sacrifices that have to be made when dating men, namely cis men. I'm not even going to say it has anything to necessarily do with heterosexuality, of course, that compounds it. There's intersectionality when it comes to how worse they can be, okay? But I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't have enough awareness and knowledge to speak on trans men's identity and their experience with their identity and how vastly different it is compared to cis hetero men or cis men's lives, cis men's identities and their experiences. It's not the same at all. It's completely fucking different due to being assigned, a gender, when you're born. Like, that changes the absolute trajectory of the life that you live. Okay. So I can't speak to that. So I'm gonna just leave it alone. What I'm gonna speak on is cis men. Okay, I don't give a fuck if they het by whatever the fuck pan. Cis men are fucking trash. That's what I've had experience with, right? I'll be honest, I've tried to date a couple trans men too. They wasn't interested in me because it never went anywhere. Probably because they have more self-awareness than the average man, and they were like, this isn't working out for me. However, not to say that I'm a terrible selection of a person when it comes to dating them, but I could see someone having serious reservations. So I would think that a trans man would pick up on that a lot quicker than a cis het man, because cis het men don't think, or cis men don't think. Okay, so mark that down, put a pin in that. But I'm just saying, across the board though, and I mean across the board, every man that I've ever tried to date that I was interested in had an issue with communication. And I'm a whore, okay? I fuck with a lot of men, okay? I fuck with a lot of niggas. And when by niggas, I don't even mean black men. I'm talking about, baby, I've got a good sample size. So, based on a sample size of men, period, just men that I have communicated with, their communication skills are just at the inner core of the earth, okay? It's melted. It's melted so much. It's so hot, it disintegrated when it hit oxygen, okay? It burnt the air. It took out a piece of ozone. It was so hot in that inner core, and then it just disintegrated any type of communication skills that these men may have possessed, okay? And I am a person that has a specialization, like a very high concentration of knowledge when it comes to communication, because of the background that I have, like my career background, so just forced me basically to become a very effective communicator. Now, if this is generalized to interpersonal relationships, if that is the if that question, Well, yes, when it comes to my friends, because sometimes I'm like, this is not something I need to communicate to my friend. This is something I need to deal with by myself before I even bring it up to them if I need to, right? Now, when it comes to men, I mean, that's questionable. That's questionable. However, I will continue. So the communication skills these men have, just for example, I was trying to fuck with this one nigga. He's a Libra, so that's my bad. But I've known him for some years. He's familiar, whatever. I asked him to help me build some of my furniture, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm totally down. I want to do that. I love building." Like, okay. So when the time comes around, this bitch gets skittish, okay? And he doesn't know how to just give me a set time. And that's been his struggle since I've known him. And it's been about 10 years. And it's like, it'd be different if you were 16 or six. But you're a grown ass fucking man. For you to lack the forethought, the wherewithal, the mental capacity to just be able to communicate a time, I don't know, at least 24 hours ahead of the day that we are communicating to hang out, that we plan to hang out. I don't even know like how that's possible. How did you get through life? But he does do a trade, all right? He's not a trade. He might be a trade, child, because the one thing he's gonna do is hang out with his niggas. That's one thing he gonna do. He ain't never missing a date with his niggas. But when it come to me, he waited until the last fucking minute. He tried to put all the responsibility on me as to when to set the time. I can't stand that shit. That first of all, that's that Libra shit. Second of all, that's that men shit. Men cannot fucking communicate. They have an issue with communicating times, planning things, communicating when something is planned. And that really grinds my gears. It really makes me homicidal, if I'm being quite honest. And I say all that to say that was a bit really funny, right? No, but truly, there's no way to measure someone's intellect based on who they date, based on gender. Now, what you can base it on is the sample size of men that I was talking to, right? The sample size of men I was talking to was trash, y'all. I have terrible judgment of character. Duh. When it comes to choosing partners romantically. Hello. That was the common denominator. I hope y'all really didn't believe that I thought I was smarter than my fellow counterparts of people who date men. That's not the case. I'm just not smart enough. On the contrary, I'm not smart enough to just stop dating them. It's miserable. It's miserable. And it is quite literally more dangerous for me to venture out and try to meet a new man that I'm unfamiliar with, to try to date quite literally a strange man, a stranger who's a man. That's a death sentence, babe. I'm not doing that. But that's all I wanted to really get off my heart. Mi corazón. Thank you so much for listening, babes. And yeah, that's all, man. No, I'm just kidding. LOL. This is a joke. Follow me on your fave demon on Twitter and Instagram. YAFAVEDEMON. Signing out. Hades signing out.